USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is spending time back at his Delaware home, this after a one-week vacation in South Carolina. The president did spend some time in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. At the White House, the president signed into law sweeping legislation that is supposed to lower prescription drug prices, boost the renewable energy sector, and impose new taxes on large corporations.
The bill I'm about to sign is not just about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about delivering progress and prosperity to American families. It's about showing the American and the American people that democracy still works in America.
Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Tuesday. At the closing bell, the Dow rising 239 points to close at 34,152. This is USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
The Biden administration is signing off on exports that have some Republicans on Capitol Hill scratching their heads.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Another record has been set on the southern border. Federal agents have arrested more than 1.8 million illegal immigrants so far this fiscal year. That beats last year's total, and there are still 2 months left of reporting. With the continued flow from Central America, it's likely the Border Patrol will top 2 million arrests this year. That's never happened before. The latest numbers show about 7 out of 10 of those caught are single male adults looking for work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As kids head back to the classrooms, many schools are looking to combat teacher shortages. Florida is increasing salaries for educators and opening a pathway program for military and first responders to become teachers. Florida Commissioner of Education Manny Diaz says he supports the pathway program as those eligible have skills ready-made for the classroom.
You're looking at these professionals who have given their life to public service, and oftentimes they retire at an early age where they still have the incentive and the time to work. And what better place to have them than in front of our young people in a classroom?
The Chicago healthcare system settled the lawsuit by agreeing to award $10 million to healthcare workers who were fired or impacted by COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver suggests many other workers deserve compensation.
Many employers did the exact same thing with a jabber job, no religious accommodation provision. So when we filed suit, they resisted, but as we went more into discovery, it was pretty clear they didn't have a basis and they would lose big time.
Seattle will host the next Major League Baseball All-Star Game. On Twitter, the Mariners announcing the Midsummer Classic has been scheduled for July 11th, 2023. The American League has dominated the game as of late, winning 9 straight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.